Good. Now, I'm dressed as a doctor for the next part of our service because we are thinking in our talk this morning and from those Bible readings about a very nasty condition called the grumbles and about a cure that God gives us for the grumbles in the Bible. Now, if you're a reader, you might like to keep that second Bible reading open in Philippians chapter 2. We'll be looking at that together. And what I would love now, children and young people, now is your time. If you would be happy to come and take a seat at the front, you'll be able to see more clearly what's going on, and you might be able to help me with one or two things. So don't be shy. Do come forward and take a seat here while I find my papers. Now, in the first Bible reading which Salome gave us, the reading from the book of Exodus, we were hearing about the people of Israel, and we heard that they had a bad case of the grumbles. You see, they had had an amazing few weeks. God had given them a leader called Moses, and he'd brought them out from slavery in Egypt. He'd kept them safe by parting the Red Sea. And as they were making their way to their new country through the desert, God gave them manna, a special bread, to keep them going. They had an amazing time of blessings from God. But my, how they grumbled along the way. They moaned about Moses. They were saying, oh, Moses is so boring. He's not fun like our old teacher. And they fussed about the food. This manna, this bread from heaven. Oh, we think it's disgusting. We want something with tomato ketchup. And then in the reading that we just had from Exodus 17, they arrived one night at a place to camp for the night, and there was no water. And they forgot the ways that God had looked after them up till now. And they started to moan and grumble about no water. Some of them would have been saying, I was hoping to have a bath tonight. Now there's no water. Maybe the dads were saying, I was going to wash the camel. Grumble, grumble, moan, moan. Well, they had a bad case of the grumbles. But you know, it's not just the people of Israel who had the grumbles. In fact, I wonder if anyone here would like to listen to my chest and try and discover if I have the grumbles. Yes, go on, come up. Would you like to try it? Oh, and yet you can try it, yeah? Now, this is the doctor's stethoscope. I don't know if you've used one before. This is a real stethoscope. Now, as I understand it, you pop those in your ears. Now, can you hear anything? Can you hear any grumbles? What about now? Can you hear any grumbles? Can you hear any noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. So what we're discovering is that even I often have the grumbles. It's quite shocking, really. Even when things are really going quite well, when God's really blessing me, even so, often, sadly, I still grumble and moan and groan and complain. The grumbles can affect all of us, young or old. And later, if you like, you can have another go with the stethoscope and listen to your own chest and see if you might have the grumbles. Well, of course, the grumbles isn't really an illness, but it is serious. It's a serious thing, grumbling. We saw in that second reading from the book of Philippians that it says this, do everything without complaining or arguing. If we're Christians, if we know Jesus Christ, God wants us to do everything without grumbling. He sees the grumbles as really serious. The grumbles are serious because grumbling spoils. Maybe think of that family meal out in a restaurant. It wasn't so much they didn't have any chocolate ice cream that spoilt it. It was all the moaning and grumbling about lack of chocolate ice cream. Or maybe think about that football match. It wasn't so much that I was fouled that spoilt it. It was all the sulking and seething and glaring at the referee. The grumbling spoils. And also it's serious because grumbling spreads. Once one person starts grumbling, the whole family, the whole neighbourhood, even the whole church can start. So God says that grumbling is more serious than we might have thought. And if we know Jesus, he says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Don't grumble. But is there any cure for the grumbles? That's what we're going to be thinking about this morning. What help does God give us to not grumble and complain? And actually we'll see that in the Bible, we'll come to you in a second, Daniel, in the Bible, God gives us a wonderful cure for the grumbles. And there are two parts to it, a morning dose and an evening dose. So let me show you the morning dose. of God's cure for the grumbles. The morning dose is to think. This is meant to be like a pill or a tablet. Do you think it looks like a pill? That's a bit, doesn't it? Yeah. Morning dose of God's cure for the grumbles is to think. In other words, to think about other people and what we can do to help them. A little bit earlier in the book of Philippians, it says this: each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. It's the morning dose of the cure for the grumbles. Think about other people and what we can do to help them, and that will actually help us not to grumble. Now, who would like to help me put this up over there? Yeah, go on, you can come and help me with this. We're going to put this up to remind us. Hold that end. Good lad. Now, can you reach up there? I'm sure you can. And we're going to stick it on. There we go. Thank you. And you can take your seat again. So thinking about other people and how we can help them will help us not to grumble. Now, I heard a story about a nurse who worked in a hospital in London called St. Thomas's Hospital. And she was called away from the hospital to look after a very special patient. A patient who lived in Buckingham Palace and was a prince. He was the prince who went on to become King Edward VIII. Now, this boy was ill in Buckingham Palace, but he was only a little bit ill. There wasn't much wrong with him, but he was stuck in bed for a few days. But my, how he grumbled. The prince would complain, "I'm stuck here in bed, I'm too hot, I'm too cold, I want to go outside." And so the nurse decided that she would cure him of the grumbles. So the nurse decided to tell the prince about a young lady back in the hospital who was far more ill than him. A young lady who was really very ill. And the nurse asked the prince to think if there was anything he could do to help that lady. And the prince thought about it, and he decided that he would give his favourite toy to that young lady who was ill in the hospital. So they boxed it up, they wrapped it up, and the royal footman took it over to the hospital, and it cheered up that young lady in the hospital, but also it cured the prince of the grumbles. He found it wasn't so bad to be stuck in bed anymore, because he'd taken the first dose to think about other people and what he could do to help them. So let me ask you, and young people may have answers to this, or adults may have as well. If we're tempted to grumble about the weather, about the wet weather, who could we think of? Any ideas? Who might we think of if we're tempted to grumble about the wet weather? Yes. Yeah, we could think of God. Very good. And which other people might we think of if we're tempted to grumble about the weather? What a good answer. We're just hearing here people in the Philippines. In fact, we could think of people in our own village who've been badly flooded and what we could do to help them. We could think of people in the Philippines and what we could do to help them. When we're tempted to grumble, thinking of other people and how we can help them will help us. One more example, grown-ups. Maybe we're tempted to grumble about how busy we are. Well, here's a piece of advice. Think of others. Maybe think of those who, on their own, are juggling with a full-time job and raising a family of children all on their own. Think about them and what we can do to help those, and it will help us not to grumble about our busyness. So that's the morning dose of the cure for the grumbles, to think. Shall we have a look at the evening dose, the second part of God's cure? Here it is. Looks the same. The evening dose is to thank. In other words, to thank God for all that he gives us. Now, would someone else like to help me put this up? Yes. Good lad. You've got that end. And we're going to stick this one up here for the evening dose. Let me bring this down a fraction. Thank you. And you can sit down. So when we're tempted to grumble, stop and thank God for all he gives us. Again, a little bit later in Philippians, we're told, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." In other words, think of all the things that we can thank God for. As it says in the old hymn, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done." Now, folks, a little bit of moving around for you to do now. Around the church are 10 tablets or pills. You can probably see some of them already. When I say go, if you're quite old, as I know some of you are, maybe go to the back and grab those. If you're quite literal, you can get the ones near here. See if between you, you can find all 10 of the tablets, as quick as you can, and bring them to me. Okay, off you go. And grown-ups, while they're doing that, have a think on your own. If you were going to fill 10 tablets with things that you could thank God for, how would you start? What would your top 10 things thanking God for? Actually, you can come and hold it up here with me. Stand up here with me. Very good. Thank you very much. Now, if you can see one near you that hasn't been discovered by a young person, help them. It's one that might be very high. They might need a bit of help. So come from the back. Ooh. What would you put on the 10, ladies and gentlemen, if you were thinking of 10 things to thank God for? That's it. Bring them to the front once you've got them. Well done, folks. Come forward, come forward, come forward. Well, we've got most of them, haven't we? Brilliant. Now, some of these tablets have got things written on the back that we can thank God for. I'm going to read out this one with you here. This one here says, God gives food to every living creature. Psalm 136, God gives food to every living creature. Straight away, there's something we can all thank God for. The food he gives us, our family and friends, our homes to live in, our toys to play with. But there are even greater things than that, that people who know Jesus, who trust him as their Saviour and Lord and friend, can thank God for. And we've got one written on the back of this pill here, which I'm going to read out. It's from the book of Galatians, chapter 2. It says, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What a thing to thank God for, that the Son of God loved us. He loves you, he loves me. And he gave himself, he gave everything he had, all of himself, to take away our sins and make us friends with God forever. What a great thing to thank God for. Now there's one more with writing on the back. Who's got it? Oh, brilliant. Here we have it. Let me read out this one. This is from the book of 1 John. It says this, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. It's another thing the follower of Jesus can thank God for, that even in the difficult times, God has brought us into his family as his children. He's with us. He teaches and trains us. He helps us grow. And he looks after us now and forever. What great things we have to thank God for. That's the evening dose of the cure for grumbles. Doing that will make it easier for us not to grumble and moan. Folks, thank you. You can take your seats and keep those tablets with you as a little souvenir. Just a thought for the adults while the young ones are sitting down. Don't forget that the heartbeat of the Christian life is thankfulness to God for all he gives us. The great motive of the Christian life, it's not fear, it's not duty, it's not routine that keeps us going, but it's thankfulness to God for what he's given us, both physically and spiritually. And actually it's quite easy to drift from that. So at those times we need to come back to God and prayerfully think on all that he's given us. To think that the Son of God loved us and gave himself for us to make us God's children forever. And actually it's that thankfulness that will keep us positive and joyful and thankful. Now some of us may be facing very serious problems at the moment, and it's worth saying that asking for help isn't grumbling. In fact, asking for help from God and from one another is vital. We need the help of God and each other. That's not grumbling. And working for change in a positive way, that's not grumbling either. That's a good thing to do when we face problems. But at the same time as asking for help and working for change in a positive way, keep on taking the cure for the grumbles. Now, young people, we're going to remind everyone what the cure was. Can anyone remember? What was the morning dose of the cure for grumbles? Yes. Think. Yeah, to think about other people and what we can do to help them. And I call that the morning dose because when we come down the stairs in the morning, we can think to ourselves, what could I do today to help somebody else? Might be a kind word or a smile or a helpful action. Now, who can remind us, what is the evening dose for the grumbles? Yeah. To thank to thank God for all he gives us. And I call that the evening dose, because when we go upstairs at the end of the day to go back to bed, we can think, what can I thank God for that he's given me today? Now, as we close, I want to finally say, are there any side effects of this cure for the grumbles? Some of us here are medical, we know about side effects. Let me reassure you, there are no bad side effects to this cure. It won't make you shrink. It won't make you smell. It won't make you sleepy. But there is one wonderful side effect. It will make you shine. Did you notice that in the Philippians? It says, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that, and then dot, 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 a sentence later it says, so that you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. Not grumbling will make us shine like stars in the universe. Can you see this, folks? What are those things on there? Yeah, they're stars. And can you see how beautiful they are? When you look up at the sky and see them shining against the background, it makes us say, wow, those stars are beautiful. Well, actually, if we live a life that's free from grumbling, a life that's thankful and positive, the promise here is that we will shine like stars in the universe. People will see how we live and think, wow, that's a beautiful character, a positive, joyful, thankful character. So that, I'm afraid, is the side effect of this medicine. It will make us shine like stars in the universe as we hold out the word of truth in a world that's so often full of grumbling. Amen.